Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, next to this news, we hear that there is disgusting financial abuse of elderly patients happening in Ireland today. And in many cases, it's carried out by family members who use next of kin status to swindle their money. This is according to Aisling Murphy, who's the HSE Safeguarding and Protection Social Worker for Cork and Kerry, and who is speaking in today's Irish Examiner. Well, Nat O'Connor is with me now, Policy Specialist with Age Action. Nat, thank you for joining us today. And the most striking thing about that interview is the kinds of cases that Aisling Murphy describes. For example, a relative of an elderly person who was sick in the hospital and sent a solicitor in to have a will changed at the bedside when the patient was suffering from a progressive illness. Does that fit with what you've been hearing in your own organisation in Age Action?
Unfortunately, Claire, this is not an unusual case. I mean, first of all, to think of the families who are worried about older people in their lives who, you know, are open to such abuse. And we have to get the scale right. You know, there's 180,000 people in Ireland aged 80 and older. Most are living at home, aging in place. But there are about 30,000 people in Ireland in a nursing home at any one point in time. And unfortunately, every year in the HSE's National Report on Adult Safeguarding, we see that there are cases of financial abuse. There were 850 cases in the 2022 report, which is the latest report. And more than half of those cases were affecting a person aged 80 and older. So it is a reality in our society, and these are not isolated cases. There is a systematic concern that we would have that unfortunately people are abusing a situation where an older person is in a situation of vulnerability. And as you say, it's not unusual to hear about these kind of cases.
And I mentioned that in some cases this abuse is carried out by family members who use next of kin status. But that has no legal standing, does it?
No. I mean, it's very important to understand this. The whole concept of next of kin has been widely misunderstood for many, many years. It has no basis in law whatsoever. And if you fill out a form and it says next of kin, all it means is you're the contact details of the next person to contact. However, there has been a practice of people, gliding over that fact and giving access to an older person's information or giving access to their bank card or whatever it might be. And so that needs to be stopped, because older people's will and preferences need to be respected. And there are mechanisms for that. We do have a national decision support service, which has only recently become active as part of the Assisted Decision Making Capacity Act, which recognises that there are things we can do, all of us, to make sure that our will and preference is respected. Obviously, making a will, everybody should have a will, and not just wait until you're older. We should all have a will. You never know what might happen. Mm-hmm. You can create an enduring power of attorney. But that's going to a solicitor and putting together a document to say this person will make decisions for me, you know, if I need that. And obviously a spouse is in a different situation, because a spouse has rights under law. But other people, even if they're family members, don't have the right to come in and say, oh, I'm next of kin. And so that's something we really want to see dealt with.
So is there a legislative gap here? Because coercive control is recognised as an issue under law in intimate relationships, but it's not recognised in other relationships. So do we need a new law here?
Absolutely, Claire. In fact, we need a suite of laws. First of all, coercive control. We'd all can imagine a situation in a couple where somebody could be controlled by the other. But equally, an older person could be controlled by a relative or somebody else who, particularly if they have the onset of dementia or they're, you know, not always able to concentrate on an issue, that they could, you know, somebody else can exercise that control. So we need the definition of coercive control widened in our law. But we also need a stronger adult safeguarding law. I mean, the authorities at the moment work on the basis of their guidelines, and there is a whole adult safeguarding service within the HSE. But we need law so that it's very clear what you can and can't do, and that there are no grey lines, such as this next of kin business, that is completely ruled out. And likewise, the Health Information Quality Authority, HICWA, who is the inspector of nursing homes, they have said they don't have the power to take up individual cases, and they've asked for more legal powers. So there's a range of areas where we do need to tighten the law so that all of us can rest more easy, that in later life, if we are in the care of others, that we will have that legal protection.
Nat, thank you very much. That's Nat O'Connor from Age Action. And you can contact the HSE National Safeguarding Office if you've any concerns in this area. And the number is 061 461 165. So I'll give you that number again. It's the HSE National Safeguarding Office, 061 461 165. Now, find out why the National Monument Service is warning landowners to check before you dig.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.